Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hedricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Lavelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you there, John?
We're talking with Lavelle in the studio, but I will point out that Lavelle has his mask on.
That is correct.
So
social distancing as well.
We are also properly social distanced. So a thing came out just in the last day or so. It is a survey on employment, the employment engagement assessment. Am I saying that correctly?
That is correct, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. Last fall, the Civility Task Force commissioned with the Dale Carnegie Group the employee assessment, engagement assessment, to determine the level of civility and what's going on campus. And I think we had somewhere close to 600-700 of our employees to participate in the study, and the results have come out, and we want to meet with the employees to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. So by engagement, what are we meaning by that?
Engagement is determined as the relationship. What is the relationship between an employee with his or her immediate supervisor? What are the relationships between colleagues across campus and so forth? So we wanted to gauge that and put together a plan that we've been working with the Dale Carnegie Group to improve working relationships here on campus.
Mm-hmm. I saw 569 participating in this, and that's a good number. That was entirely voluntary?
It was completely voluntary. Went out to all employees, both faculty and staff, to participate. That is correct.
So everybody had an equal opportunity to respond. So I saw, maybe I'm being overly optimistic or what have you, but the one thing that I saw was that if you put partially and fully engaged together, you had 74% either partially or fully engaged.
That is absolutely correct. We had about a third of our employees here who are fully engaged, and fully engaged being defined as active on campus, working with students, working in collaboration with their colleagues across campus. And what our goal now is to take around that 30-40% that are partially engaged and move those over into the fully engaged category.
So the fully engaged is your black Lavelle.
Like Dr. John Mark.
Well,
yes.
I don't know about that, but Lavelle is, I would say, fully engaged and more so. So these people were self-assessing themselves?
That is absolutely correct, yes. And there were no identifiable markers that we would be able to trace back as to who gave what results on it.
Mm-hmm. So just to look at some of the results here, and again, for the most part, I thought it seemed positive. Mm-hmm. You had most of, this was on a 5-point scale, a Likert scale,
that
as we
correct.
Say in academe.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the responses were in the 4 range. But so immediate supervisor treats me with respect. The response there was 4.4.
That is absolutely correct. We saw that as being a very positive thing. What that is saying is that an employee has a good working relationship with his or her employee and have open lines of communication, which I thought was very positive.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hedricks, and Lavelle is Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce and wears a lot of different hats. We can talk with him about a lot of different things. There were a number in the 3 range, which mm-hmm. I would think means that you're getting some high responses, but you're also getting some low responses there. It's kind of averaging out in the middle. And university encourages open communication, 3.37.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why we brought the Dale Carnegie Group in, so that we can improve relationships between an employee and his or her immediate supervisor, or for the matter, Dr. John Mark Dempsey, that could be a communication line between a colleague and a colleague across campus. So those are the things that we're working on right now. We've had 250 of our employees to already go through the training, and we look forward to having other trainings on campus, and we have those scheduled to be done virtually as well.
Mm-hmm. University value. Use differences among associates, 3.72.
Correct.
Yeah. So again, there were a number, and I'm picking out some of the ones that are kind of in that mid range. Most of them are 4 or higher. Spirit of cooperation, 3.51. So those are some of the ones that weren't quite as high as a lot of the responses.
And the beautiful thing about it, though, Dr. John Mark Dempsey, it just shows that there is some work that we need to do around here. The president is committed to making sure that we have a very collegial campus. campus here at the university, and that's why we brought in the Dale Carnegie Group to work with our employees.
Now, three emotions that best describe how my immediate supervisor makes me feel. 51, the highest ranking emotion on the survey there, 51% said they feel valued, 28% empowered, 25% confident. Those were the three highest responses.
That is correct. And what we're trying to do also is to, again, improve on that. There's always room for improvement, and that's what we're trying to work on here at A&M Commerce. Yeah.
So I wonder, is it possible to compare this with other universities? Dale Carnegie has done this kind of thing at other universities, possibly?
They've done it with different other universities, but mainly they've done it with the business sector. And so they are working here with A&M Commerce to improve our working relationships with our employees.
Okay. And now you are going to have a Zoom meeting on this. Two Zoom meetings, Tuesday, October 20th and Thursday, October 22nd, both at 1:30 p.m.
That is correct. We are presenting all the results. All of the university employees receive the same survey results that you have to get a chance to massage the information. And we welcome them to join us on the Zoom to provide additional input on ways that we can improve A&M Commerce.
Okay. Good, Lavelle. And hot chocolate to your liking?
Oh, God, I definitely did hot chocolate this morning for sure. Tastes great.
Dr. Lavelle Hedricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.